Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says at last, just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's my 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. And I want to talk about being thankful. You know, this week, millions of Americans will celebrate one of the most American of all holidays, of all of our holidays. This is one of the most American. We call it Thanksgiving. And being thankful is not an American franchise, for sure, but thankfulness is a uniquely human trait that manifests only in the species blessed with the ability to be self-aware. There's a kind of irony about thankfulness, if you think about it. I've been blessed with many things, but I'm often so busy enjoying my blessings. And this is what we do here in America. We're so busy enjoying our blessings that we forget to be thankful. Ironically, I'm more likely to be thankful for my blessings when I'm in danger of losing them. We all are, aren't we? That's something to think about, isn't it? Alas, humans are cursed with another trait that's unique to us, self-involvement. Perhaps the setbacks in our lives are part of the cosmic plan to not so much punish us as to rein in what might become runaway narcissism. Americans punctuate each year with the Thanksgiving holiday as a way of perpetuating a 394-year tradition begun by a ragtag group of our forebears. That first time in 1621, Thanksgiving Day wasn't the proper noun that it became. It was just a day set aside for a few dozen humans who had risked a lot, lost almost everything, were hard by to any number of dangers that would cost them the rest, but still felt compelled to be thankful for what they had. Regardless of where you live on planet Earth, let me leave you with a list of things to think about. Let me hasten to say that this is not my list. I'm thankful that I found it and that I have the ability to pass it along. I've been told that this is a list that was put together by Mother Teresa. So here's her list. I like thinking that this would be something that she would say. Be thankful for the clothes that fit too snug, because it means you have enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess that you clean up after the party, because it means you've been surrounded by friends and family. Be thankful for the taxes you pay. Only Mother Teresa would come up with that, right? Be thankful for the taxes you pay, because it means you've been employed. Be thankful that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing. Honeydew jobs, right, guys? Because it means you have a home and you have somebody to give you a honeydew list. Be thankful for your heating bill, because it means you're warm. Be thankful for the laundry, because it means you and your family have clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space that you find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church, because it means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off in the early morning, because it means you're alive. That's the end of the poem, and again, I'm going to give Mother Teresa credit for that. Hope she doesn't mind. But, you know, it's when I think about, and I talked about this in the last hour, I've come to work in my small business over the last 26 years. Before we started our publishing company that includes the show and then since. And there have been good times and bad times. There have been times more than once when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next day or even the next hour. And I will tell you, the thing that I did every one of those days when I didn't know, when I was hard up against it, I still thank God for my business. Even though it might, at the time, I didn't know if I even would even have it in an hour or a day or a week. I still thank God because I had a business. I had something I could work on. And as it turns out, that's exactly what happened. I had a foothold. I had a handle. I had something that gave me a lever to work it out with the world to survive one more day. And from that, surviving that one more day, buy me a week, which bought me a month, which bought me a year, which bought me a decade. And one foot in front of the other, one more step at a time, one more piece of effort at a time. And that's how you work out of it, isn't it, small business owners? You know all about that. So I'm thankful for my business, good times, bad times. And I know you've done that too. But I'm also thankful for you, small business owners, because I want you to know, don't you ever forget this. You matter to everyone. You matter to your employees. What you do matters to your customers. It matters to your family. It matters to your customers and your employees' families. You matter to your local area, your state, your country, and you contribute to the world, small business owners. And that's the reason you're my heroes. And that's the reason I'm thankful for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.